fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning, and welcome to Fitter Happier. We're on RTR, and it's the program where we get to talk a little bit about our health, our bodies, what's going on, maybe our brains. We're talking all sorts today, but today we're prompted by a little bit of school leavers. It's time. I remember school leavers. I remember leaving and being a little bit stressed, and we were going on this big trip down south with everybody else your age, and it's just a little bit worrying, and you're maybe not sure what's going on. Sexual health education varies between schools. Obviously, there's a standard for it, but you don't know what people do and don't know. And with school leavers around the corner, it's a great time to talk about sexual health. Sexual health is an important part of our overall health and well-being, and parents can help their children by having open and honest conversations with them. But today, we're lucky enough to start those conversations, and we've been joined by Sherelle Tuller from the Communicable Disease Control Team at the Department of Health to talk to us about the department's Talk Soon, Talk Often and Healthy Sexual Campaigns. Good morning, Sherelle.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today? How are you going?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Nice
thanks
with the sun.
Me.
Oh, not a problem. Nice with the sunshine out today.
Oh, it's so nice to have some sunshine.
I know, it's beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do?
Sure. I lead the sexual health team in the Sexual Health and Bloodborne Virus Program at WA Health, and we coordinate the statewide prevention and control of sexually transmissible infections, STIs, and bloodborne viruses. And that includes things like sexual health campaigns and health promotion projects, some policy work, resource development, and, yeah, our Healthy Sexual campaign that you've mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. WA Health is going to be running a campaign during leavers. Can you tell us a little bit about the campaign that's to do with your work and what's going on there?
Sure. So we have the Healthy Sexual campaign running again this year for leavers, and that's all on social media, mainly on Snapchat. And what we really want to do is empower young people to make informed decisions so that they can have safe, consensual, pleasurable sexual relationships. So the campaign that's running will start off before leavers, so now, and it will be encouraging young people to plan ahead. So talking to their sexual partners, thinking about contraceptive choices, packing condoms. And then during leavers, the reminders are to use the condoms if they're having sex. And afterwards, there'll be prompts to get sexual health tests, so get tested for sexually transmissible infections.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great thing that's going to be available. I remember my mum absolutely just sort of, you know, handing me a packet of condoms as I hopped on a bus, and I was a bit like, oh, this is embarrassing, but it's important, and it's not embarrassing, and I wish I had felt more like there was access to this information at the time. I'm a little bit older, so this campaign probably wasn't happening. But no, it's great to hear. So what other initiatives are the Department of Health planning to do with this whole situation?
Yeah, so we've got lots of things happening for leavers. We fund some sexual health services who attend the leavers events, and they provide free condoms and dams. And this year we actually had a bit of a fun project where we worked with students to design some condom wallets.
Oh my God.
So there's a really great design, and the condom wallets have condoms and lubes and a QR code that links to our free testing. And that winning design will be available down at the Down South events, and our colleagues at WAC will be handing those out. We're also doing a mail out to GPs, because we really want to encourage them to speak to our young people and encourage them to get tested. A lot of young people worry about seeing their family doctors, but actually the doctors have seen it all and heard it all before, and we need to remind our young people that what they discuss with their GP is confidential.
Yeah. I've absolutely gone to my GP with some hilarious ailments and then been like, you know, it doesn't matter. This is your job. It's absolutely what's going on. So other than GPs, obviously people look to their parents for support, and parents look to their children to want to provide the right support. What can parents be doing to prep their kids for leavers?
Yeah, the best thing that parents can do is really to have those open and honest conversations about relationships and sex. It's really not about having that big one talk that probably my generation had, if they were lucky. And it's not about having all the answers either. It's about creating those safe spaces and really showing you that you're the person that they can go to with those questions. We've got our fantastic parent resource, Talk Soon, Talk Often, and that is available for free to anyone in WA. We've got hard copy books, and we've now got our amazing interactive website.
Oh, I love that. We love an interactive website. That's what we need.
And there's lots of practical ideas on there for opening up conversations, and all the topics at age and stage appropriate levels.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're mentioning topics. What kind of topics are parents looking to talk about with this? If they want a little bit of a framework, if they need a bit of a guide, what topics should they be looking to cover?
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to know where to start. So there is a fantastic checklist on Talk Soon, Talk Often, and it provides questions for young people to consider when they're thinking about starting a sexual relationship. And that covers all of those vital messages around consent and respect, pleasure, contraception, STIs, and where to go to for help. So if parents want to jump online and have a look, that's a really great place to start. But what's really important for leavers, I think, is that discussion around informed decision making, because when you're going away for leavers and you're partying and celebrating, your decisions might be impacted by alcohol and other drugs. So there's some really helpful scenarios on Talk Soon, Talk Often that help parents to bring up those hypothetical situations and to think about what young people can do and where to get help. And the one other thing I would encourage parents to do is think about helping their young person to get their own Medicare card, because at 15 years of age, you can get your own Medicare card. And that way, especially if they're going away for leavers, they have access to free and low-cost healthcare.
Amazing. That's a great piece of advice. I wish I'd done that when I was that age. I definitely had a few friends who we had to take to a doctor or anything when we were down at leavers, so that'd be something that would be useful for sure. Now, obviously, you know, some parents feel that talking about sex can encourage their children to have sex. Now, not my parents. They're a little bit too loose-lipped with the whole scenario, but I think that if people are scared of bringing it up, encouraging it, you know, sort of ignoring it and hoping that it doesn't happen, obviously that's, you know, known to not be true and that doesn't work. What would you say? What can parents, you know, do to quell their worries about bringing up sex with their teens?
Yeah, sounds like you had an awesome parent. But yeah, lots of parents do worry that talking about it's going to make them go and do it. But the research for years has actually supported the opposite to be true. And we know that young people that have access to comprehensive sexual health education from their parents and supported by the curriculum at school, they're known to have their first sexual experiences later on in life. We know that they're more likely to use condoms and contraception, so they're more likely to prevent STIs and unintended pregnancies. And you're just really making sure that they've got that accurate, reliable information and that support network so they're empowered to make safer choices.
So sex education at school is something that parents definitely rely on as well. And I know that when I was at school, it was a lot of focus on STIs. It was a lot of focus on don't get teen pregnant, like this is not the vibe, we don't want it. And it was like, this is a condom. But I also went to a Catholic school, so, you know, it was sort of like, abstinence is the winner. Obviously, we know that doesn't work. But what is sex education aiming to cover other than just STIs? What do we need to be making sure is being covered in our curriculums?
Yeah, as an ex-teacher, this is a topic very close to my heart and also a parent. And really, sex education is more, way more than just about sex. Our conversations need to be starting with our kids at a very young age, because we start off by talking about body parts and protective behaviours. We have conversations about family relationships and friendships and our values, because that's where parents really need to come in and support what their family values are. And then you can move on to the how babies are made and romantic relationships. And that really paves the way for those conversations later on when they're getting a bit older about intimate relationships. And that's where we can talk about what a healthy, respectful, consensual and pleasurable relationship looks like and how that might differ from what we're seeing on the media.
I think it's definitely something that can be problematic and can be difficult to talk about. But obviously you're saying there's a lot of resources. We've got a lot of stuff that we can access. Where can people go to find this? Where can people go to find more information?
Yeah, we've got lots of resources to help people. Parents can go to our website at healthywa.wa.gov.au/talksoontalkoften for lots of practical tips. And if young people are looking for where they can get some free STI testing, it's healthysexual.com.au.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for joining us today, Sherelle. And I'm sure that people are really grateful to, you know, hear a little bit about what they can do for their kids before leavers.
Thank you so much for having me.